Before we begin, we want to inform our listeners that this episode contains discussions about sensitive topics, including violence, suicidal thoughts, depression, and mental health struggles.
These topics may be distressing or triggering for some individuals. Please listen with care and consider your own well-being.
If you or someone you know is struggling with these issues, we encourage you to seek support from mental health professionals or by contacting a crisis support hotline.
Your mental health and safety are important to both of us. Listener discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of Spill the Noodles. I'm Jamie, and Ailish is also here as always.
Hello.
If you heard the little chuckle at the start, don't worry about it. We had some technical problems. But
But they're all good now.
exactly. So, would you like to explain the structure of
I would
this?
love to explain the structure. So, we have a little treat for you guys. This is not just going to be the regular old podcast episodes that we've been making the last two. This one is going to be part one of a two-part series that
What?
encompasses a giant big theme. Oh, I just knocked something over. Oops. A giant big theme of relationships. And by relationships, we mean both friendship and romantic. We could always, I'm just thinking out loud right now, but we could always go into familial if we wanted to unpack things like that. Anyway, welcome everybody to part one. But before we get into part one, we
Oh.
actually have another new and exciting thing. We have a question from a listener, a noodle, you may say.
Noodle.
A noodle.
Singular.
Singular. So last episode, we had talked a little bit about our experiences as neurodivergent people in school. And one of our listeners, one of our noodles, had a question for us. So they wanted to know what about, so we had talked about our struggles with schooling, but what about when it comes to things like gaming? Because we are both very big gamers. They wanted to know, do we feel that this hinders us when it comes to gaming, or if there's certain kinds of games that we maybe excel better at or struggle with more than normal people, if it helps us at all when it comes to playing games. So I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, any experiences.
Well, personally, we spoke last episode, school was difficult as always. But when I'm gaming, it doesn't disappear, but it does in a sense, because I feel like since I'm doing something I enjoy, nothing really, in a sense, matters what's going on around me, and I focus all into this, and it's all fun. But I feel, in the regards of like what games we're kind of better at than others, I'd say, as much as I enjoy like random little like farmy games such as Stardew Valley, no one can complain about that, and if you do, I will be very upset. I don't mind a little shooty shoot, like a little fast paced game, especially see when I'm stressed out, and I don't know why this happens, but if I'm stressed out, I love to pick the most stressful games to try and de-stress me. It never works, can I just add? But that's kind of how it works for me. And like, I just got a. I would also like to just clarify, I'm not a fan of football. I do not care for it. I don't see the enjoyment in it, but that is my opinion. But I have just got a football game because I'm cool like that, and you know, I'm a part of the crew. Me and my fellow football friends. I just got a game called Rematch. It's kind of it. Well, it is literally just football, but I'm kind of enjoying that, even though I don't actually enjoy football as a whole. But I think it's just kind of the aspect of I get to play and I kind of, something doesn't work, it's cool. It's a stressful game in itself, and like I just spoke about, that kind of weirdly de-stresses me, and it shouldn't, but it does. And I just like it, because it's also got some fun colours and little guys.
That's so real.
See the games. Okay, I don't know if you're the same, but see the games that you get to actually customize your character on. It's so 100%.
Yep.
I don't know if it's just the fact that I get to change practically everything about it and make it in a sense realistic. Like, I know if it's like a, oh, look, aliens are coming into Earth and about to, like, you know, do some unspeakable things with me. It's not gonna really happen, but it gives you that kind of realism vibe, you know? Like, you create a character, yeah, and it's like, oh, look, I created myself, and now I am getting taken away by an alien who wants to keep me there for the rest of the days. Like, it's fun. So, what kind of games do you enjoy? I know you're a big fan of everyone's favorite Terraria, but...
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely going through a big Terraria phase right now. But that's kind of how my gaming style, I guess you could say, is I go through phases for games, and I will get super duper into a game and I will play it, and then I can't ever look at it, not quite can't ever look at it again, but I just stop being motivated one day to play it, and so then it just kind of sits in my game library. But for me, I think when it comes to like the type of game or like how it affects my gaming, so as someone with ADHD, I am very dopamine driven. So anything that makes me happy is something that I will enjoy. And so I actually don't tend to just go on shooty fun games on my own. I'll do it if friends are doing it, because then it's fun to me. But otherwise, I can't get into it. And I think it's because, like, for me, I need a goal to, like, work towards. And so that's why I enjoy Terraria, because my goal for that is to finish the game, 100% it, get all the achievements on it, you know, things like that. Achievements are very helpful for me. So any game that, like, has a whole bunch of achievements that I can actually realistically attain that aren't things like playing 5,000 hours or getting, like, the super master platinum rank on competitive, you know, something like that. That's, I'm not gonna ever get that. But games that I can realistically complete, they tend to get me to come play them. So things like Tycoons as well, even though they don't technically have an end to them, because they have goals and various rewards and checkpoints and things that you can reach, it still tickles. It still makes that part of my brain that, like, needs to complete things happy.
Yeah, it tickles the tism.
And so, yeah, it does. It tickles the tism. And so, you know, those are the kinds of games that I tend to gravitate towards. And then, like you mentioned as well, anything that allows me to, like, customize myself or do little itty-bitty details, I fuck with that shit. I don't really care too much for, like, the actual gameplay of The Sims. It doesn't really keep me enthralled. I can play it for, like, maybe an hour or so, just gameplay-wise. But I love, 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 like, making my houses and getting to decorate all the individual rooms and, like, having themes for each of them. And then getting to create all of my different Sims and, like, giving them all different personalities and, like, these outfit sets. And, oh, that tickles my fancy. I enjoy things like that.
Well, I had a, and I am very much throwing this on you, well, not mid-episode, but, you know, at the start of the episode. I did have a idea today at work, and I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm going to ask you whilst we're here so we can get a, in a sense, live reaction. So, I was thinking, much as we kind of upload to YouTube and stuff anyway,
Oh yeah.
For anyone who listens, wherever you listen, we are on pretty much every single platform. So when we actually record them, we currently only go live on Twitch because we also, sorry, off track again, but we only just found out that you only need 50 followers to go live on TikTok. When did that happen? Like,
yeah, that must be new because it's been 1,000 for so long.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And then when I went to check, so we could start this one, it was like, oh yeah, so you need like a verified account, all that, and then 50 followers. I was like, whoa. So if you don't follow us on TikTok, please do, just so then, you know, we can actually live stream in there. But I was basically getting to the point of, on YouTube, as much as we already put on there. So yeah, we are on every platform for whoever listens on wherever. So we have Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that jazz. But I was thinking, because I know the people on YouTube like to watch us play a little fun game whilst we're doing other random things, that maybe we could, when we are bored or just want to, we could also maybe on that YouTube, not just upload the podcast, but we could maybe just play some games and vibe and chill and chat shit. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, we won't have specific.
It'll be like not quite behind the scenes. That's not quite right, but it's like the extras edition where we just chill.
Yeah, so it's like it is behind the scenes, but it's not. Like, we have little things that you can watch that ain't just us talking for an hour and a half or whatever. We could literally just play a game, upload a 15-minute video of us still chatting absolute shit to you guys. But it won't have a theme, such as this one being relationships, but it's just a normal vibe, friends kind of playing random shit. And I know that was very off topic, but we were on the topic of games and it came back into my head. So
of course.
I don't actually.
So to everybody really listening, job, but there we go. Here's some advanced some sneak peek knowledge. Advanced knowledge. I don't know what we would call this, but
yeah.
Look out for that. It's coming at some point. stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned for us playing random Roblox games and stuff. And don't worry, I can promise you, we have so much to say about it. And right at the end, okay, because you know what our little thing is for the end of our episode either.
If we got time then yeah.
Shall I also share my recent experience with Roblox whilst we are
We're on the topic, yeah,
because that, for anyone who doesn't know or doesn't follow along, is a very fun one, which I will save. So you are gonna have to listen all the way to the end, so you will have to hear our voice, but that's okay, because we're pretty fun. So do you have any more to say regarding the gaming situation or what you play or whatever, or to Connie's question?
I think we're good to move on to the topic of today.
So now that everyone, if you don't have a snack or a drink, I highly recommend one, because this is a long story.
Time to buckle up, lock in.
And I've even got something which I can't remember if I told you, so you might find out. But
new info.
Well, it might not be new info. You never know. I don't know if I told you or not. So, long story short, we both have had some very horrendous, horrendous relationships, as in romantically, not just, well, I suppose both, because your story incorporates both.
Yeah, I feel like we could say both. My story is more about what I did, though, unfortunately.
Fair.
So I was a bad friend. But anyway, let's continue with your story.
well, to be fair, part two is a bit of both.
Yeah, part two will be a mix of the two.
Yeah, that's a kind of.
Big one.
Yeah, that's one you do want to tune in for, which will be out
Oh,
next week, by
100%.
the way.
Yeah.
So stay here. It will probably be out Thursday, 10 a.m. Just to hit you with that. Although we did release episode two a couple days early because
Yeah, I was
people
gonna say,
asked it.
might be out earlier. Who knows? But
Yeah, it
keep
will
an
be
eye
out
out.
next week, but it might be a little bit earlier. You never know. So back on topic, because I know we go off topic a lot, but
Yeah.
personally, and I'm going off topic again, I think it very much adds to it. I think if we were to stay on topic every so often, it would become another one of the podcasts where they kind of follow a script and it's still enjoyable and there's a lot you can kind of do and talk about and get your points across. But I feel going off topic and spoofing random shit such as chairs.
Oh,
For anyone
love
who
chairs.
hasn't watched episode two, we went on like a half an hour tangent about chairs, which doesn't sound too fun, but I promise you, it's a very enjoyable
Worth
listen.
checking out. Yeah.
So if you haven't already listened to episode two and you've maybe only listened to episode one, I recommend it. But relationships. So in fuck, it would have been COVID, so 2020? Is that how fucking long ago COVID was now? I'm guessing 5 years. Okay. Mental. I hate to admit it, okay. But before I also get into this, I would just like to say I'm very much in a happy relationship now and everything is all good and I don't really get much of it anymore. There's a lot of jokes and stuff I make about it now, and it's not because I do want to. Because for me, I don't know how it is with you. If I don't make a joke about my trauma, I will very much just cry about it. So
Exactly. That's my whole saying. If you can't laugh about it, you're just gonna cry. So why not at least
exactly.
laugh?
So I feel as if you don't make a joke of it or don't laugh about it, it will very much kind of control your life for quite a while,
Yeah.
which I'm pretty sure we have both learned at some point.
Yeah.
But back to my story, because we have went very well, I say I have went off track so many times. I basically met a girl on an app because I'm cool like that, and I was, what was I, 5 years ago? Jesus Christ. 16, 17. And basically, well, so sure she wasn't a nice person, but we'll explain why. So we met, she lived in, so just as well, for anyone who doesn't know, I am Scottish, I'm from Edinburgh, and she lived in Newcastle, which is like, I want to say England. It's down that way somewhere. I don't know if it's classed as English or not, though. I think it is. Fuck it, let's say it is. So yeah, she was English. It was a good, like, I'm gonna say 2 hour train away. And yeah, I'll be honest with you, the first couple weeks, I was gonna say month, but I feel that's wrong. So first couple weeks, everything was going great. It was like, oh my God, this girl is for me forever. I think I might have absolutely fucking bawled my eyes out as she was. But yeah. And everything was going great. We met a couple times and then it was like, cool, would you like to start dating? That's not how I asked, by the way. I do ask a bit there. Although saying that, off topic again, the way I asked Tilda, my amazing girlfriend now, was outside of Morrison's car park with a bunch of snacks in my hand. And here we are, almost a year later, and we're still together. So I did something right, guys. I did something right. Although, can you really be mad if you have snacks in your hand? I don't think so.
Exactly.
So, that's the story. We got together, and as much as it was all happening, oh baby, yeah. It was around about my, I want to say, start of July. It was for my sister's birthday. I invited her over, and that's July 5th. So it was probably around about then, if not end of June. At this point, by the way, I'd like to clarify, we had never met.
And okay.
I realize I might have said we have. I don't know. But if I have, if I did say that, we haven't. Okay. Ignore anything I said. We FaceTimed a couple times and everything was grand. So she was meant to come over to that. And she said the whole entire time she was going to, she said it the night before, the day before and everything. And then it came to the night and she was like, no, sorry, I can't. I was like, oh shit. Okay. Well, that's like a whole week or something of you saying you have, and apparently she had bought train tickets already, by the way. Can I just clarify, which I know very much is not true, and it was it was a lie. Let's be real.
Yeah.
If she had train tickets, she would have been here. And yeah, obviously she's from a different place. So I offered her if she wanted to stay, and it wasn't for any other reason than the fact that I knew trying to get back at that time of night would be horrendous, and I live in Edinburgh. Hotels are fucking expensive. They are anyway, but when it's like July and then the month after we have...
summertime's always more expensive.
Exactly. Summer's always expensive, and we have the Fringe Festival in August as well. Yeah. So it's, some people come early for it. It's fucking expensive. It's ridiculous. But she's meant to come over for it. Yada, yada, yada. Train ticket, didn't have one. So I want to say a week or so passed. She eventually came and we actually met. So everything was good. She stayed the night. She met my parents. Lovely person. I then decided to carry on because I thought, what a lovely person. Nothing's going wrong here. We're vibing. And then this red flag I really should have caught from the start was she would happily have me over in Newcastle anytime. First time I stayed there, she got a hotel so we could both stay, which, fair, I know I'm staying in her house, really. Cool. I get that. And then it was happening almost every time or I had to go home. And I was like, every time you stay at mine, you stay. I never do. I've never met your parents or whatever. It's been like 2 months. Then there was one point I went and she was like, she needed to get something from her house. I couldn't tell you what it was, because I can't remember. It was like 5 years ago, but she wasn't very keen on me doing that. And then I was like, no worries. So we went, I finally saw where her house was, and she made me sit outside for like half an hour whilst she got whatever she needed and whatever. So weird anyway, but you know, I'm a nice guy. I respected it. I was like, okay, cool. I'll sit outside. I'll do whatever you wish, and we can do whatever we want. So we had a really nice day. And now this is where it starts to get weird. So I can't remember everything that happened. I'll be honest with you. I only remember the huge things, not all. Well, I remember some little things as well, obviously, because the little things do hurt more, but when it's physical violence, it's very difficult. So, basically, let's skip a little bit. Things started to turn for the worst. She would do things such as steal my card, buy things. Can I also clarify, I was very good with my money at this point. I had quite a lot in there. I didn't. By the end of it. And she'd steal my cards at the point. She would buy things. She'd do all that without me knowing or whatever. And Yeah, that was at the start. Later on, she would buy things I'd find out, and I was very much scared of her, so I'd let it happen. Which I know is not the greatest thing to do, but...
when... in the moment, it's hard, yeah.
Yeah. It's very difficult to kind of get it, in a sense, off your chest when you're scared of what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
I know there'll be one or two people that are probably going to go, why didn't you just leave when things like that happened? It's the same concept. When you're scared to do something or scared to leave, you just won't, because you're scared of what happens to you or anyone around you. But we started to get some of the bigger stuff. So let's get into some of them. I would literally say it could literally just be something like, would you like this? I would say no. Bam. I would get hit for that just because I didn't want to do it. I'm talking slapping, I'm talking punching, whatever. And what I'd also like to clarify, I was with her for 2 years. So it was a very long relationship, which really fucked me up, to be honest with you. But yeah, she would hit me, slap me, do all that fun little things. And like I say, I'm only saying it like this because otherwise we will cry and have a whole entire like hour of absolute tears. So
yeah.
Yeah. That happened. And then after that, I would find things such as, can I also just clarify, I'll probably make one, or we'll both make one at the end of this, with a disclaimer at the start, because I don't think we actually did one.
Yeah, we didn't.
So I might get us to record one at the end and put it in, because some of the stuff I am about to say is going to get very not
graphic,
fun, graphic, and it involves a lot of chat of things that I know can very much trigger some people, and it's not okay. So this is your second warning, because we'll have had one at the start now. If you don't want to sit here and listen to this, I would highly recommend going back to the first or second episode, or if you are here late and there's episodes past episode 4, go watch them. Because,
or yeah, if you're on YouTube as well, you can always skip the timestamps, because mine will not have the same graphic stuff.
Fair. Yeah, that works too. So, yeah, I get hit for random shit, and it's not fun. I would also get pills and stuff put into my drink, and I would feel very awful for the day, because I wouldn't know that they were in there until I caught her one day. But that's fun. So, Ailish, we're going to have a little science lesson, which kind of incorporates into what I'm about to say. Did you know that if you had baby powder and you mix it with water, it kind of turns into a paste?
I did not.
Well, neither did I. Until she put baby powder on my face when I was lying down, and then water, and like I say, it turns to a paste. I couldn't breathe. I told her that. So she did more, because what else would you do in that situation when someone says they can't breathe?
What a normal reaction. You you can't breathe. Oh, here's more.
Exactly. So such a normal reaction. And for anyone who doesn't understand that we are being very sarcastic here, if someone is doing that,
we are being very sarcastic here.
Exactly. If someone is doing that or very similar, please leave.
Yeah.
Whether it's a relationship or just a friend or whatever, do not keep yourself in that situation, because it's not great. So yeah, that would happen. And I said I couldn't breathe, all that jazz. There was one point as well, I was at hers, and I was trying to be a nice little clown boy. I went for a bath, fun fact. Not that I don't usually. well, I don't now, but that's also part of the story, but I am going to very much tone it down because it is very, very graphic. So, back then, I was not scared to have baths. So, I take a little bath. I enjoyed a little bath, especially like a little bubble bath, maybe a little, you know, if I'm feeling fancy, a little bath bomb in there, get it to fizz up and all that jazz. So, I was in the bath at hers, getting all clean and stuff. She came in to sit with me. I was like, okay, cool. Maybe, oh, I probably should have said, she had BPD, which is borderline personality disorder, for anyone who does not know. So I was, I was very much thinking, maybe we are having, you know, a very tame time at this moment in time, and we're just going to sit, chat, do whatever. And I'm pretty sure this was after a very eventful day of all the jazz that I spoke about. None of this happened. Well, some of it happened on the same day. Quite a lot of the time it happened on the same day. But this is spread out, obviously. I'm trying to insinuate it is, even though sometimes it did, but not all the time it did. But yeah, I was in bath, becoming a little clean boy. And she, fuck knows where from, by the way, I have no idea where this came from, pulled out a razor. By the way, it was a very weird room. It was like a, it looked to be an old bedroom that had been converted into a bathroom. It was weird. Mm. So picture this. Okay. Big fuck off room. You have, as soon as you walk in the door, it was a little something on the right. I had no idea what it was. It was just like a little indent in the wall is what it looked like. And then straight ahead of you was a mattress in front of a shower.
Okay.
Which I had no idea about. But it's not like a normal shower. It's like one of the showers that are attached to the wall. Like,
oh yeah,
just a shower head with the, yeah, it was like a older version that was just casual on the wall with a mattress in front. It was weird. Don't know why. And then in the middle of the room was this bath. It was really weird. Anyway, that's the room for all you who want to imagine it. I was in that little vibey. The water was fucking cold as well. It wasn't even a good bath. the fact that I remember that after 5 years is bad. But I do remember it because it was a very cold and uneventful bath. Sorry, I need a drink. I've been speaking for so long. But yeah, I was in the bath and she pulls this razor out of nowhere. Next thing I know, she is trying to shave off my eyebrows because she felt like it. And I was like, okay. There was one point that she did very much shave one of them, like, quite far in, because I tried to pull away. Apparently it was my fault, can I just say, because I apparently did it myself, but I don't know how. I'll be honest with you, Alicia. I could not tell you. that was fun. And for, I don't know what I can say because I am also live on things. The little train stick that rhymes with grape. Are you catching my drift here?
The train stick?
Yeah, are you catching... okay, I'm going to message you it to see what I can say. Because I don't know if I can say it or not. Do you see?
Oh, Because
I don't know
I'm not sure if we can or not.
Exactly. But
the little breathing stick that tastes delicious.
That blows out smoke like a train would. I reckon that's okay. Yeah.
I would not have jumped to train from train to that. When I thought of trains, I just thought of trains. But
you see where I was trying to get with though.
I see where you were trying to go with that one. It rhymes with the word dape, but with a V.
Yes. Dape. Remove the D, add a V. You're welcome. If you can spell, good stuff. If you can't, I'm so sorry.
Probably shouldn't be listening to this because you're probably a child.
Exactly. And I don't know how you're allowed on here, but it's okay. So, yes, that. I use my train stick every day now. But do you know the reason of why I started?
I do, but the listeners do not. It is up to you whether you would like to share that.
Yeah, fuck it. It's a part of the story. So, I was a little good boy who has never touched anything like his train stick in his life. Because I am, you know, a little Christian boy. I'm not actually, but
a little goody-goody.
I was a little goody-goody rule-following bitch. and I was vibing, man. I was living my life. Shit happens. And then one day I was at... I don't want to drop names. What shall we call her? Would you like to give her a name?
Let's call her Bob.
Okay, I'm so sorry if Bob is listening.
Because then it's just gonna sound like a man was doing this the whole time.
Yeah, Big Man Bob. You don't know about Big Man Bob.
Let's call her Slug. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
insult to slugs, but
it is. It's quite upsetting. But I was at Slug's house, and Slug decided to ask me at first if I wanted some of the train stick because she was having the train stick. And he's stuck calling it a train stick, but I don't know what I can and can't say, so...
we'll just call it the train stick. Now that we've explained it, people will catch on.
Yeah, so the train stick was there, and it was one of the bulkier ones, the one that, like, you know, blows out a bunch of smoke. And again, don't know what I can say, but it blows out a bunch of smoke. And she... Slug was vibing with it, asked if I wanted some, and I was like, no, but I was very curious to know what the flavour was, because I hadn't obviously known about them, because I work in Blazes. And I was like, no, I'm okay, but what flavour is it? And I think it was something like bubblegum or whatever. And I was like, alright, cool, I'm okay though, but feel free. I don't mind if you smoke around me. It doesn't really bother me, to be honest with you. And then basically, honestly short, I had the train stick rammed down my throat until, like, as far down as it could possibly go with me choking on it until I had some of the train stick, because Slug wouldn't let me leave or breathe without actually... That rhymed, that was fun. without actually having some of it. And yeah, I'm sorry, it's a very long story, so I'm gonna, because we do have some more to say and we're very much running out of time, so I'm gonna try and...
It's okay if it runs a little long as well.
Yeah. So I will, I'll try speed some of it up, but I'll not speed it up too much. So let's fast forward a little bit into 2021, when I am now 18. Woo, I can drink.
Woo-hoo.
And yeah, I was cool. I got my first tattoo at 18 because I was like, fuck it, I'm depressed and I want something cool. So I got it. It's a cool little rose type skull thing that my tattoo artist I go to every single time now, did for me as soon as I turned 18, and it was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. I made the mistake of going straight to hers afterwards, which was quite a stupid idea to begin with, going from like a hour and a half, 2 hour tattoo session to go on a train for 2 hours. But yeah, I did it. And basically, when I showed up at hers, she wanted to see it, which is fair. If anyone got a new tattoo, whether it be, you know, family or even you, Ailey, you get a tattoo, I want to see that mm-hmm. shit. Like, tattoos are cool, man. I love to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so, that's probably one of the few normal reactions exactly. that Slug had.
Until. She decided to slap it, punch it, everything, and go, did that hurt? And I was like, yeah, and she went, oh, sorry, and then just did it more, and then got her brother to slap it, and her brother's like, at this time, I don't think he was too old, I want to say 10, 11, I could be very off on that, but he was very young, so he is very much influenced by his siblings, and I don't blame him for that at all. He was actually a really nice kid, and it's a shame of what his upbringing was, but you can't change these things. But yeah, he was very much influenced, and he ended up doing the exact same thing and doing it for a good like half an hour until she eventually realized I was about to cry because I was in so much pain, and she said stop, and I was like, holy shit, she cares. And then obviously that's when the one nice thing happens after the horrendous thing, and I was like, you know what, yeah, maybe I was wrong. She is quite a nice person. I'm fucking wrong. And then we went through it all again. It happened. She ended up talking me into getting her a phone contract thing, which she said, because... Can I just clarify? The reason is she was a year younger than me, and to get a phone contract, you have to be 18. And obviously, at that time, I was. So, I got it out in her name, but under my card, because as long as the card's over 18, it's fine. So, it was under her name, under my card. So, in theory, I paid, I didn't pay for it. No, I think I paid for the first month because I had to, because it was on mine. And her birthday was like the month or so after. And she said, since it was under her name, she could change it because obviously she'd be of age, so it'd be fine to change the contract. And yeah, we'll get back to that in a minute because that's another fun story. Just remember the fact that she said she would change it. Is all you need to know. Because Ailish, I don't actually think I told you this next bit of the story. So yeah, for you and the listeners, just remember, it was apparently changed. So, let's roll ahead a little bit. I'm very depressed at this point, because she has ruined my life, and I liked what I didn't like. But I turned myself into what I would like to call a human chopping board, because... that was the way I kind of expressed my anger, sadness, and it was a way to, and it's very cliche, but it was a way to feel. So, yes, I did do some silly things when I was younger, but hey, we live, we learn, we do all that jazz. I was in hospital so many times because of what she had done to me or what I had done to myself because of her, and there was... Oh, I've missed out a huge part in this too. I fell out with my family quite heavily. And it was mainly my mum. Me and my mum are very close, by the way, can I just say? Like, we would tell each other everything. We do all that. She's like my best friend, to be honest with you. And Stop it. Because she'll fucking cry when she hears this and all.
But,
yeah, she is like my best friend. And basically, when I would be at hers, she would take my phone, whether it be a friend or my mum, and she would message whatever she wanted, and I didn't have a say. I didn't know what she was messaging. Majority of the time, the messages would be deleted or edited on my phone, so it looked nice, but the replies were obviously not going to be nice, because, yeah. And it was difficult, you know, kind of falling out with her and all that. But yeah, that happened. And then I was very, very kind of far, I don't know how to describe it. Not as close with my family as I was. I don't know how to really word that, but I wasn't.
Would one say maybe you were kind of socially isolated?
Yes.
We'd
yes,
agree.
Yes. I was very much isolated. I was not the person I was, like, even a year before. Like, she changed a lot, and I hated every second of it. But, yeah, I kind of struggled a lot, because, you know, going through all that and not having your best friend or, in the same case, your mum to speak to, it's very difficult. And it was hard, but we got through it. We were probably closer than ever, because it kind of, in a weird way, brought us together. But yeah, I think before next episode, I will get their kind of perspective on everything as well, because obviously they had their what they saw and what they experienced other than me, and obviously a lot more has happened, but I could probably go through a lot. But yeah, I was in the middle of writing a book about it, and I'm still trying to, but it's very difficult with the time I have. It's kind of, it's gonna have basically everything in it, and it's just kind of a way to get out there without fully getting out there. So yeah, but please hold, I do need to cough, so feel free to ramble some stuff for 2 seconds.
I think a book would be sick. I think it would be a great way to kind of get out there that it's, because people definitely don't talk about men's kind of situations like this. Like, it's definitely slowly getting talked about more, but it's still being, not overshadowed, that's not quite the right word, but a lot of people don't really believe or kind of think that guys can go through this. Yeah. And I feel like it can definitely be really hard for the guys that do, because it's just not something that's really talked about as much. And it would definitely be a good way to make others who have been in similar situations maybe not feel so alone.
Exactly. Well, I do have another story after you just said that, which kind of helped. but I'll still say it, but I will try to speed it up a little bit. So eventually we broke up. My mum kind of convinced me that it's not where I should be. And back to the topic of why I'm scared of baths is basically because I did the little chopping board thing in there. And every time I go in one now, it kind of reminds me of that moment. And it's a very difficult thing to try and be in without getting such a horrendous time out of your head. It's very, very hard, and yeah, it's not, you know, the most enjoyable thing to have every time you're trying to relax. But yeah, we eventually parted ways, and couple months down the line, I was getting death threats over every single thing you can imagine. I'm talking emails, I'm talking TikTok lives, I'm talking Instagram, whatever you could think of. For probably a year or two straight, to be honest with you. And yeah, it was not enjoyable. But back to the phone story. Are you ready for this one, Ailish?
I'm very ready.
So I obviously very much do not have it still on me, like the letter I got. But I don't think it was last year. No, I think it would have been last year. Or year before, sorry. It was very end of last year or like January this year. It was one of the two.
Okay. So a bit more recent.
Yes. Bear in mind, this is 4 years later. Well, five now.
Yeah.
But four at the time. It finally died off. I had heard nothing. I had the odd message or, you know, came into my TikTok live, said die and left. Like, it was...
Oh.
That's very tame for what I was getting for the first, like, 2 years, by the way. Like, it was horrendous. And I'm pretty sure I do actually have, like, a whole USB drive of a bunch of things that were said. So if I do still have them, and you're on YouTube, whatever I can put on screen will be on screen now. So, fun. But, yeah, I had a lot of stuff come through. It was not enjoyable. But I was in my flat at this point, you know. I just moved out, like, last year. I was enjoying myself. It was with my ex, mm-hmm. Boo. Not fun. And, yeah, I get a letter through the door. And I'm like, oh, this looks very ominous. It's a, like, pure white letter that is just came through my door with my name and address on it, and that is it. Turns out, she did not change that name or card or whatever the fuck it was on our phone. So guess who, after just moving out, had to pay £1,300?
Oh, my God.
Because obviously it was under my name and I, quote unquote, hadn't paid it. So,
oh my God.
I very much did try fight it, see what I could do.
Yeah.
But since, in a sense, it was under my name, if you get it, like, it was my, not problem, but, like, it was my,
It was your legal responsibility, yes. Based on the papers that they had on file.
Yeah, responsibility was the word I was going for, but I couldn't think of what it was. So yeah, it was my responsibility, and I obviously had no fucking idea about it. Otherwise, I would have paid a lot sooner and tried to save myself a absolute fuck ton of money. But hey-ho, shit happens. And now we are living our life, and fingers crossed, I have not had a single thing come through, like, recently. So, let's hope nothing else happens.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is pretty much my whole shebang. I don't know if I have much more to say, to be honest with you. It's kind of just
definitely a lot. That's a lot for anybody to deal with, but I can't imagine, especially not even being like 18 for all of it. Like, you're still a child, you know. Like, as much as 17 and even 18-year-olds want to believe that they're fully grown, like, even now, myself, being 21, like, I know that I don't know everything, but I can definitely say between comparing 18-year-old me to 21-year-old me, 18-year-old me was a fucking child. Like, I absolutely just yeah, not nearly as grown, not nearly as, you know, socially wise, perhaps.
Yeah.
And you definitely learn a lot as you grow and actually become an adult and start experiencing all those lovely adult experiences, such as taxes or whatever else. But yeah, having to go through something like that, especially when you're still growing up, you're still trying to figure out who you are as a person, that's a lot.
It's not ideal. And like, the key thing I did forget to say as well, that was my first proper relationship. So
yeah,
that very, very much changed my perspective heavily. And
yeah,
I'll be honest with you, it has made me scared of a lot of things that kind of, in a sense, happen now. Someone could do something very basic and I'm like, oh, that's should I worry about that, or should I vibe? Like, it's difficult, but these things happen. Not, well, they shouldn't, but they do.
They do.
And it's not ideal. It's horrendous. But anyway,
I
think that's everything. So
let's transition then to my own story. It's less so to do with romantic relationships, though at the end I may touch on my first relationship a little bit, because this definitely, it was all connected. But this is more about friendships and how, to sum it up shortly, how my father's internet paranoia ended up leading to me catfishing my whole group of online friends for, I'd like to say, it was probably about a year and a half. Now, let me first preface that I was, 12? Okay. 11, 12 when this first started up. So, like, I was child, okay? I'm not the smartest. I don't have a whole lot of a prefrontal cortex. I don't got that logic yet. You know, I should have known better, but, like, I was just abiding by the rules because otherwise I'd get in trouble and get grounded, and then I wouldn't be able to play Roblox, because this did happen on Roblox. And I didn't want to get grounded, so I obeyed the house rules like a good child. But that meant that whenever I played any game, but specifically in Roblox, I had to have a male character. I had to be playing as a guy. I was not allowed to be a woman. And I will admit, that's kind of fair. There's a lot of predators on games, and especially little girls tend to be the ones that are targeted. So, you know, I was playing as a guy, and I really, really loved, and this is super, a little embarrassing to admit, loved the roleplay games and pretending and making up stories and acting them out with people. Loved it. That was my shit.
Just to quickly button before you carry on with your story, I absolutely loved the roleplay type games as well.
Oh, so see, fun.
When I was also younger, I want to say maybe slightly older, but not much. I want to say 13, 14.
Yeah.
I played a bunch of like Oral Citizens type vibes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, someone would put in the chat being like, ABC if you want to be like my brother. And I'd be like,
yes, oh my god, the ABCs. There, oh my god, I forgot about that.
Or because I thought it was cool, I'd be put, when I didn't want to, I'd put CBA because I'm funny like that.
Oh my god, so many people did that. Holy shit, the memories that this is unlocking. Yes. Oh my god.
Anyway, sorry, carry on with your story.
Anyway, through all of my role-playing, I eventually ended up kind of meeting a bunch of people, and I formed a friend group of about, I think there were six others. I think we were either six or seven total. Mm-hmm. And so we would hang out all the time on Royal High ended up being the place that we were at. And It was in like its early days, so it's not what it wasn't what it is now. It was very much so just like every other roleplay game. But it had a lot of cosmetics, and that was something we really fucked with. So we tended to go on there. And they, when I first met them, obviously they all met me as if I was a guy. And as time went on, we actually started becoming, like real friends instead of just kind of role playing once in a while when people were around. And the more I got to know them, the trickier it became to find a way to explain that I was not, in fact, a man, but rather a woman. And the biggest issue came with the fact that because I was a woman portraying a man, I was obviously being like a very smart, respectable, like it's like those stories that are written by women, and you can tell that the guys in the stories are written by women because they know how women like what women actually want or look for in a guy. And I was kind of, because I was a woman, I was kind of acting like a very decent, kind of guy. And unfortunately, one of the other women in the group, who was also my age, so it's not like there was anything weird going on in terms of age. Most of us were all like within a year of each other, apart from one, the other lady. She was 4 or 5 years older than us, I think, and she was like the mom of the group. I love her very dearly. I wish we were still in contact. Anyway, we just lost touch over time. It's not like she hates me or anything. But anyway, this other girl, we'll name her Caterpillar. So Caterpillar started having feelings for me. And it was like, oh. And I'm not gonna get into like the full detail of what all went on, because I don't, it just doesn't need to all be talked about in full detail. But basically, it got very, it became a very sticky situation, very complex. And I was like, okay, so I really, really need to tell everybody that I am not a man, because this is getting out of control and spiraling very quickly, and I don't want to cause anyone any more harm than I already have. Because I knew at that point I'd known them for about a year, and so I knew that like at this point everybody was going to be hurt and upset just because I hadn't already explained this. And so I'd like to say and quickly point out, there are other people that have been in similar situations. It's a hard thing to just say, because when you first know them, it's not like it really matters whether you're a guy or a girl. Like it doesn't really matter because you just met them, it's whatever. But then you start to get to know them, and then you don't really know how to kind of bring it up, because there's never an opportunity, there's never a good chance. It's not something you can really easily bring up. And I did eventually tell everybody. And Caterpillar was, I believe, probably the most upset out of everyone, and rightfully so. I had to tell a lot of people, because it was more than just that friend group. I'd met like a couple other people as well when they weren't around. And it, as you might expect, blew up spectacularly in my face, and pretty much everyone was hurt and upset and was like, the fuck? Why did you lie to us for so long? Because it got to the point where I panicked, and I had like sent a random picture of some guy and was like, yeah, that's me. That I'm the guy. Like it I got into it. Like I said, it got complicated. I should have just come clean earlier. I was a bad friend for that one. Eventually they kind of all, because I explained as well, like, it's not like I chose to do this necessarily. Like, these are the restrictions. I'm not allowed to have a female character. Like, I kind of got fucked over by the rules of the house, and I am so sorry that it got this far. And they all eventually came around and were like, eh. Except for there was one guy who was very upset with me. He took a long time to kind of come around. But anyway, After that, I started going by my online persona, which lasted for many years, and you met me as such as well, actually, before I dropped in. We buried it very deep down. But I went by Emma. And so after that, everybody, you know, knew who I was finally. And one of the guys in the group then, and he was icky. He was so icky. He was the only other one who was like more than a year apart from us. I think he was 3 years older than me. And he hit on, I'm going to call her mom because there's no, okay. I don't know what else to call her. So he hit on mom and they were a thing for a while. And because she was older than all of us, she was like, oh, he's an icky man. I do not want to be with him. And so she dumped him. I don't think he was great to her. Then because she was out of the picture, romantically for him, he then turns his sights over to the minors of the group. And so there were, the group had grown a little bit at this point. So there was me, Caterpillar, let's say Pizza, and Blondie. Okay. So those were the four of us, the four women of the group, that were left anyway, because there was also Mom still. So Blondie was the only one who never had to deal with him. The rest of us all got our turn in the most fun way possible. So he turned to Pizza next, and he started hitting on Pizza, but Pizza was definitely, like, out of our group, she was one of the, it's not like we all went to the same school, but she was, like, one of the girls that would have been in, like, the popular crowd, and she was like, you're disgusting, I don't really care for you, you're not my type, get out of my face. So, he struck up with her. So then he moved his sights to me. Little old, I would have been recently 14, I think.
Oh, right. Okay.
Little old, recently 14 me, and recently 17 him.
No.
Red flag number one. So, this started right around the same time that I was going into high school. And so everybody was kind of getting into their first relationships and stuff. And I was like, I want a boyfriend. I want to experience this and not be socially left behind. And he had set his sights on me. And I was like, you know what? Sure. Let's give you a try. Because I didn't know any of the information that I do now about his previous attempts. Yeah. No, it really was like that. Like, I just saw him as, like, a chance to... you know, improve not my social status necessarily, but like to catch up to everybody else who already had boyfriends and relationships and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was like, I was not committed in the beginning. Like, it was just whatever. It was mostly just so I could have someone to call a boyfriend. But eventually, a little naive 14-year-old me started to develop actual feelings for him because, oh my god, this is the first time someone is ever giving me attention. And he knew very well that I was 14 and naive. And so he used that to his advantage. So during this time, a couple people in the friend group had left. So Pizza and Blondie were both gone now, but Mom was still around. A couple of the guys were still around. But he had convinced me that we should not tell anybody that we were together. Now, I believe it was half because he knew that if I did, Mom would tell me that he was an awful, horrible human being and that I should leave him immediately, along with all the other guys. Like, everybody but me knew, pretty much.
Right.
And I think it was also because he did not want to remain loyal to me. And he wanted to use my, you know, my naivete and trust to his advantage. At some point during like the first or second month that we were together, mom had got real drunk and he hit her up. And I don't know what all happened, but something happened between the two. And I don't, it must have been like a week later or something. I don't know how it got brought up or what, but eventually I ended up telling her, oh yeah, me and the icky one were together. And she was like, what? Like, when did this happen? How long have you guys been together? And so I told her, oh, we've been together for like 2 months now. And she was like, oh, I need to tell you things because he's not been faithful to you. And so then she told me that they had done things like a week ago. And I was like, oh, okay. Fun times. I'm going to go have a little chat with him quick. You just chill here for a second. And so I told him because, you know, like I don't have any tolerance for cheating, anything like that. You know, like it's a one and done. And so I told him, you're done. You're gone. You're out. He did not take that very well. And so I'd also like to quickly mention he lives in the States. Okay. And so he then started, you know, trying to pull every trick in the book. And I was like, I don't care if you're sad, like sucks to be you. You made this choice. You made this bed, you gotta lie in it. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, oh, you know, if my words aren't working, let me just up my game. And so then he starts describing, I don't know how much of this I can say as well. He starts describing the pew-pew that he owns feels in his hands and what he's gonna do with it to himself.
Ooh.
And I was like, you know, I was 14 still. I panicked. I flipped my shit because, you know, I don't want somebody to be, you know, because of me. And so I was like, okay. I fold, you know, we'll stay together. I'm not going to dump you. You know, just don't do anything drastic. And so from there on, I'm trying to remember. This was like a long time ago, right?
Yes,
from there
very
on, yeah, he kind of used that same kind of tactic of lying and extremes to make me fold and kind of do as he pleased. He was also now. I don't know if you could diagnose something like this, but dude was like a big time liar. Like he was a pathological liar. I don't remember when this was. It might've been shortly before me and him got together, but he told us that he had a girlfriend and then he got her pregnant. And then a week after he said that he got her pregnant, he said he could feel the baby kicking in her belly. And that's just not biologically correct.
Mm-hmm.
Babies don't grow that much in a week. And then he said a week later, he told us that she was 7 months pregnant. So in 2 weeks, she went from being a couple weeks pregnant to 7 months pregnant. And he also told us that she stole all of his money and ran away with her mom. And now he was broke. I also don't believe that. I believe that she never existed. Because what the fuck was that? Like, it was just like a whirlwind of she went from being just barely pregnant to heavily pregnant and then not actually pregnant. She lied and stole all of his money and ran away. So fun. I don't know what the fuck that was. I don't know what the point of him even telling us all of that was, if he just wanted pity. But those are the kind of lies that he would tell. When we were together, he would, every now and then, he'd tell me that he was going to visit. Now, this one, I hate to say it, sorry, America, but I would believe more so. He kept saying that he was going to visit his uncle, who lived in a small community in the swamps, and they were all cannibals. I don't believe any of that, but I do believe that those kinds of things might exist in the US, because I feel like if it's going to exist anywhere, I'm sorry, US, I feel like it'll exist there. Anyway, and so then he would tell me stories about how he avoided being fed human meat. But then, because he's a Nicky Duddy, yucky, dirty person, he would also tell me stories about how he continuously cheated on me with other women there. I don't know if I believe any of that, but if he's fantasizing about it, then, you know, that's still whatever the fuck that is. Oh gosh, that had reminded me of something, and I'm trying to remember it now. Oh yes, so let's head back to mom for a second. This is like near the end of the relationship now. He told me one night that he was writing a story, and I was like, oh, that's so cool. You should read me the story or send it to me or whatever. He was writing a like spicy story about him and mom. They were not together. They had not been together for a while, and he was just writing a spicy story about them being together. And he was super obsessed with Fallout, so it was in like the setting of them being in Fallout.
In a weird roundabout, creepy, weird ass way, it's like a Fallout fanfic, but with people we knew.
Yes, that's pretty much exactly what it was. He also wrote her a poem.
Oh my god.
When we were dating for 5 months. He was not good. Eventually my parents found out about him. They honestly, rightfully took my phone, got rid of everything, and that was the end of me and him being together. It was not the end of my contact with him. Once I got my phone back, we still had to talk a little bit, but at that point I was like, ew, I really spent that long with that guy. But what I found out later, right, so going back to friend group and Caterpillar, the person who I had accidentally wooed when I was pretending to be a man, during the like 1 month between when me and him had last talked and I had got my phone taken away and me getting my phone back, him and Caterpillar had become a thing, and they'd gone through a whole whirlwind of something, because they were both I think it was in her words. I think she had told me about it, not him. In her words, they were both mourning the fact that I had suddenly disappeared. And so they comforted each other in that time, because Caterpillar was still like a good friend of mine to that point, even though I had accidentally wooed her. we were still good friends afterwards, when she got over all of that. they apparently comforted each other and then decided to be a thing, had like some real whirlwind, I don't know if you call it romance or not, but they had a whirlwind something. And then she broke up with him like a couple days before I was back.
Oh, okay.
And then when I came back, he tried to use the same tactics again, and I was like, no, I don't, it's not working anymore, because you survived a month without me, buddy, so I know you're not gonna do it, because I knew at that point that he was a big old fat liar and he'd lie about anything and everything. He was one of those people who would constantly lie about being in danger as well. So he'd always say, oh, my heart's feeling really weird today. It's, you know, it's been going, it's super crazy, and I feel like I'm having a heart attack. Like, he'd say that one a lot anytime that he kind of wanted attention from me, if I wasn't, like, around enough. And I was like, yeah, we're done. But then the fun end to this saga was that I found out his... I don't remember how I found this out. I think it was from one of the guy friends, because they hadn't like completely cut him off, but they weren't talking to him because they just didn't care about him. But he had reached out to them and had some conversation. Apparently, his next girlfriend was 13. And at this point, this guy was like approaching 18.
Okay. The fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that's what my question was going to be, is how old was he at this point? And then you answered
it. Yeah, so by December, he was, which was like the last month that we were together and when it all ended, he was, I think, I don't know his birthday, but not anymore anyway, but I think he must have been like maybe 3 or 4 months from being 18. And he had been like researching American laws on consent and stuff to see whether we would even be legal once he turned 18, which we were not, very much so not. And he was trying to like rationalize all of it. Yeah, it was a lot of red flags there.
It doesn't really matter what the consent law is. It's kind of common sense that, you know, I mean, what, 5 years younger? Is that, that's correct, right?
Yeah. I think it would have been 4.
Okay.
Between us. 3 to 4, somewhere in that range. I think it was closer to 4 than 3.
Yeah. It's still fucking weird.
Like, yeah.
It's, and, yeah, and fucking 1813 is very, very weird. That's not even...
Yeah, I don't... I can't really hold it against my parents for forcing me to cut that one off. That was a good play on their part. But damn, yeah, that... I don't really remember why any of that relationship traumatized me now, but I do remember, like, at the time, having a hard time in general because of it. And then I moved on, and I found... I will say, though, and the listeners may or may not know who the lovely Tron Wolf is, but it was one of those friends, actually, from that old Roblox group. Mm-hmm. It was the friend... the guy friend who took the longest to kind of come around and be okay with me after my catfish incident. But it was him actually who ended up introducing me to Tron, which led me to where I am now, meeting all of the lovely Europeans that I know today, including you.
Hi guys. I promise so, I'm not creepy.
As much as that was like an awful experience for me at the time. I don't entirely regret it because, you know, it led me to being right here and meeting all of the people that I know today. And as much as some of the people that I met because of that were awful, as we will discuss in the next episode, there were others that I've met that have been so lovely. And another quick sidetrack as well, because of the other icky one that we both know that we're going to talk about in the next episode, because of how it went with him, is actually because of when and how my contact with him stopped that I ended up meeting my current boyfriend. And, you know, if things hadn't played out the way they had, I don't think I ever would have met him. So, you know, I'm not totally... not totally mad at everything that went on. Definitely wish it could have gone perhaps a bit smoother. 100%. But it, you know, it led me to where I am today and who I am today. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I feel like I've grown because of some of those situations.
Yeah. Well, my question for you, because I kind of believe this, but I don't know if you do. So my question for you is, for me anyway, I personally feel that if none of that happened, I don't think anything that's going great for me right now would have ever happened. Like, I feel for in a really weird, fucked up, unnice way, I feel I needed it to happen to kind of get to where I am now and be as kind of, because I was a very naive, bully everything person who cared very much what people think. And I'll be honest, as much as if people give you, like, I don't know, suggestions or criticism, they can be good. Sometimes you just gotta tell someone to fuck off, man. Like, you don't have to always believe what people say. Just vibe, live your life where you want, what you want to want. Do that, Jazz. Don't give a fuck about other people. As long as you're happy, you're good. Do you have anything else to say? I feel the last thing we have on here might have to wait until the start of the next episode.
I think honestly, we should take the last thing from today and maybe even turn it into its own thing. Because I feel like we could definitely add more to it, but I feel like next episode is going to be a big story. It'll be one nice big story about one person who we both know, who is a very interesting individual.
That is what you can say without giving it away. Yes.
Yeah.
So if that is all, I think that's us for this episode.
We should quickly mention, thank you to NTTP for sponsoring our podcast. Today has been a very heavy episode, and NTTP is all about bringing positivity to our negative world. And, you know, we learn to adapt. And as we've both quickly talked about, you know, as much as those negative experiences were awful, they have definitely brought us to where we are today. And in the end, you know, there's always some way of looking on it positively and not letting it kind of tear us down and weigh us down the way that, you know, it maybe did in the past.
Exactly. And the lovely NTTP clothing also donate 10% of all of their profits to mental health charities each month, which is pretty slay, because I feel, as I don't know if I should have used the word slay there, but I'm going to. It's pretty slay. I feel a lot of mental, and this could be a whole entire another episode, but I feel as if a lot of, like, mental kind of illnesses, in a sense, are very much looked over and just forgotten about. So it's cool that, you know, they're going out there kind of trying to get more recognition.
Bring more awareness and support to those kinds of programs and help other people who are maybe not in a place currently where they can look more positively on a really shitty situation.
Exactly. And I would also just like to point out, away from the sponsor, if you are very much going through or feeling the way we did during these situations, please very much reach out for help, because I know for a fine fact it's very, very fucking difficult to do that, especially depending on your situation. But I can promise you, and it's very cliche because everyone fucking says it, but it very much does help to speak out.
Whether it's to a professional, to a friend, to a parent, whoever you feel the most comfortable talking to, just reach out to somebody. You're never alone going through this, even if you might feel like you are. Someone will always want to be by your side.
Exactly. And we're not no professionals. We can't kind of tell you what to do, the best advice. But I'm pretty sure if you join the Discord, we ourselves or anyone in the community would be more than happy to have a good, like, hour chat with you just to kind of take your mind off shit. So feel free to join that or just message us. We will do it. And if you have no idea of, like, who to contact, we can kind of, I mean, Personally, I will, as you know, I'm from the UK, so I will, if you also are, I will point you into some that help me, or some that I am aware of, because, yeah, but just reach out, don't hold it in, because I can promise you it only gets worse if you hold it in. So yeah, I think that is us for today.
Yep, on that mildly sad but also uplifting note, thank you so much for listening to us chat about our lovely experiences. hopefully you'll enjoy listening to our even lovelier experience of this person in the next episode.
I was literally just about to say, and very much tune in for the next one, because fuck me, it's gonna be a long one.
Yeah, it's a doozy.
I mean, this
one, and we'll have screenshots and stuff too, or I will at least, of real conversations. You will get to hear the real unfiltered conversations that were had.
Exactly. And this one was about an hour and a half, if not an hour 31. I can promise you the next one's about the same. So stay tuned, and we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.